used to work in a cinema in Southampton's main high street. It had one screen for new releases and another for those not so clean. The projection room was big and hot, and at the top where the air is thin, there was me and Stan, the projection man, and another who liked dry gin. Sundays in the lunchtime, we'd have strippers, they'd be live. I'd do the spotlight with my left hand, change the colors with my right. The girls changed in the projection room, we'd act all nonchalant. Then they'd say, okay dear, when you're ready, let's give the buggers what they want. Sometimes there'd be a good movie, 2001 or Soldier Blue. I put it on upside down once the boss said I'd murder you. I got paid £13 a week, working 10 till 2. Then I'd cycle home on my light blue bushes by humming my favorite tunes. Humming my favorite tunes. Whilst drinking blue curiaco in my favorite pub in town, the girl sat down quite close to me, said, I'll have what you're drinking now. I was an instant drawn to this pretty thing in her jeans so blue and tight. I'm a sucker for the macho girl, yeah, I like the powerful type. She made me buy her two more drinks, I put it on the slate. George was a bartender that day and I knew that he would wait. Then I said to her, why not come with me, I'll show you my projection room. It's big and hot and it's painted seven shades of blue. Well, she smiled like the Mona Lisa, as if happy but really sad. And said, okay, I'm heading that way, so we walked back in. My last dear friends, my love soon died like a spider in the jar. It's my gorgeous dream. Was a blue movie queen and today's spotlight star. Well, if there's a moral to this story, I wish you'd fill me in. I got all withdrawn like a loveless fawn, got a taste for straight dry gin. 15 minutes under my spotlight, that girl, wish she'd lost my esteem. Just make sure when you fall in love, it's not with a blue moon.